The following is an audio excerpt from a lecture by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj given on January 2nd, 1980 in Sridhar, Mayapur, India.
You see how fortunate the demigods were that by offering their prayers to Vishnu, they not only got the darshan of Vishnu, but they also got the blessings of Lord Sri Vishnu. The goal of all religious practice is to satisfy Vishnu. And the way to satisfy Vishnu is to satisfy one's spiritual master. Because, you see, Krishna says that I am more satisfied when my devotee is served than when I am served. So, you see, some devotees who are very advanced and who take up the spiritual life, they are interested in their own advancement. So they practice bhajana. And they are naturally, because they are worshipping Vishnu, they are very much worshipable by everyone. In previous time, these souls were given sanction to do such worship by their spiritual master. However, since time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you see, and Bhakti Vinod, they have not authorized anyone to take up simply this bhajan marg, but they have requested everyone to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the footsteps of Sri Rupa Goswami. Especially Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Tarai Punta Dekhi Dilan, Je Srila Sriman Mahaprabhu Gaurango Dev Tada Antarik Icha Hoche E Samasta Jagat Ke E Hori Naam Prachar Koran. Excuse me.
Especially Srila Prabhupada, their inner desire to preach the Krishna consciousness everywhere and make people Krishna conscious.
So this you see, just like Bodhidas Thakur, he was told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that how to deliver all of these javanas, how to give them the holy name. I have much anxiety that they are escaping. This statement was given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then Bodhidas Thakur, he said, do not worry. This is Prabhupada has described, this is the mood of the devotee. He wants to relieve the Lord from his anxiety. The devotee always wants to make the Lord's desire manifest. Just like Srimad Mahaprabhu gave order to the six Goswamis, especially Sri Rupa and Sanatan, to go to Vrindavan and to excavate the lost Tirtha and to write profuse literature on Bhakti. And they have written lakhs and lakhs of slokas of literatures. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You see, he sometimes would say, what kind of bhakta is this who simply wants to chant and does not want to deliver the fallen soul? When Mahaprabhu wants that these people be delivered, then what kind of Vaishnava will simply sit and worry about his and just try to do his own bhajan without trying to deliver the others?